Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Are you blessed? Okay, very blessed. There you go. So, very blessed. Good. Stay that way. No problem. So, where are we at? Yeah, so today we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist. And as we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist, it's one of the few solemnities that'll take over a Sunday. And the feast of his baptism, of his birth, right? And so it's one of the few saints besides Jesus, who is God, who we celebrate their birth. So today we celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist. And when I was preparing the readings, of course, I've been away and, you know, came back finally late, not too late last night. But I came back, and when I went through the readings, I went through the readings of the vigil. So my whole homily is on last night's reading, just so you know. And last night's first reading, you can use them interchangeably, but the reading from last night is from the book of Jeremiah. And it's just very simple. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you." And so what happens, of course, with John the Baptist is from the beginning of time, God knew him, he formed him, and he dedicated him to be a prophet. But just as God did that for John, people of God, he did it for you. He did it for me, right? See, remember Jesus said, there's no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. Remember that? But then he says, but anyone born into the kingdom is greater than John. And who's that? Us, right? And so what he's saying is, because Christ lives inside of us, because of our baptism in the regeneration of Jesus Christ, we're greater than John because John did not have Jesus living inside of him. We do. So from the beginning of time, God chose us before the world began, and he appointed us. When you were baptized, when I was baptized, we're baptized in the three things. Does anybody know the three things? I've talked about it before. Priest, prophet, and king. Very good. As priests, we offer our lives to God. As prophets, we hear God's word and we proclaim it to the people. And as kings or queens, we have authority of our own lives, and we pray we submit our authority of our life to the lordship of Jesus Christ. But we focus today on the Feast of John, so we focus on what does it mean to be a prophet. You were baptized to be a prophet. And so, remember again, Paul says, oh, you good, you all speak in tongues, but I'd much rather you be prophets. Does anybody read their Bible here? Is this, there you go, four people. Thank you, the rest of you are going to purgatory a long time, and that's going to make Father Wright very happy. So, we're going to just sit there, and you need to read the Bible every day. Anyway, as we get into it, and it talks about how we're all called to be prophets, a prophet is one who hears God's holy word and then proclaims it to the community. You are called before you were born to be a prophet, like John. Now, as a prophet, the first thing you got to do is make sure you're listening to God. And so to listen to God every day, you must what? Pray with the Spirit, Scriptures. How about the Word of God? Gentlemen and ladies, I've been doing this a long time, and most of us don't listen to God because we don't read the Bible every day. I'm telling you. Now, after this, when I do the announcements, I'm going to give you an app from the parish, huh? And when you do that, you're going to be able to read the Bible every day because it's right on there. But you're still not going to do it, I'm telling you. But you need, this is who God chose you to be. You are called to be the prophet of God. And if you don't act on the prophecy that God has called you to be, you will not go to heaven the way you need to go to heaven. So people of God, to be a prophet, you must listen. I'm just saying. So you need to read God's word every day. I have screamed about this for many years. I don't know why I'm screaming about it now. Nobody listens. But after you hear God's word each day and you're praying, then God, by his Spirit, will tell you when to speak to the community his word. I'm the prophet of the parish because I'm the pastor of the parish. But we're all called to share in this prophecy. We're all called to share in prophecy with the people we live with, our families, with the people that we work with our neighbors. But the problem is too many people talk and say, I'm a prophet, without listening first to God. You cannot proclaim the word of God until you hear the word of God. And you can't hear the word of God if you're not spending time with him in his word every day. So today we honor and we celebrate St. John the Baptist. But we need to remember that he calls us, that God chooses us to be prophets today. Not just John 2,000 years ago. You and I today. By listening to his word and proclaiming his word. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.